Okay, I have two questions today. One is from Kidai Shandor from Hungary. He's asking a brief question, but not one that I can really clarify in great detail. But he says that if I'm talking so much about Varnashram and want to establish it, then why do I look down on workers? And I don't really know what he means by workers, so I can't say anymore about that, who workers are. If I take it from the Varnashram context, then everyone's a worker. They're just working in different ways. Everyone's doing a karma, everyone does a different type of work. All of those work are equal because they're all part and parcel of the greater social body. And I don't think I've ever discriminated against one worker or against another because that's not what Srila Prabhupada did and that's not what Shastra did. Everyone has their particular place. If he's talking about workers as being Shudras, then of course I just addressed that earlier. They are the feet of society, and without feet you don't get anywhere. So they're also equally important, and we don't look down on them either. On the other hand, there are a lot of workers in the material world, materialistic people, who are doing a lot of things, but Samsiddhi Haritoshanam, they're not pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead because they're not engaged in any way, either directly or indirectly, in Krishna's service. They're not offering the results of their work to him, but rather they're doing all kinds of uga karma, producing consumer goods, things that are not necessary for maintaining our lives. And over and above that, they're working, but in the meantime, they're wasting their very rare human form of life, which is a great tragedy. And therefore, Bhagavatam will call these type of people hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. So as Prabhupada would say, it's not me saying it, it's Shastra saying it. So that's what Shastra says, and that is unfortunate. That people in our day and age are brainwashed to work in very, very hard, to work like animals, and they get no result. Ultimately, they don't get the real result of working in the human form of life, which is to be liberated. So with as little information as I got in that question, that was the answer. And the other topic is something that was sort of discussed in the past. In fact, one of the topics, one of the examples we have, and Premaras is asking, how is it that Prabhupada says different things at different times? And he gives the example, and this was the example that I've already mentioned before, that Prabhupada in a letter writes that the Pandavas are Krishna's eternal associates in the material world, not in the spiritual world, and that they're eternally here in the material world, and wherever Krishna appears in the material world, they appear there. And then, of course, Prabhupada comments in the Bhagavatam, first canto, where the Pandavas return back to the spiritual world in their self-same bodies. So how is it possible? And of course, I'm just reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where the Pandavas are there in Dwarka, in the spiritual world, Yudhisthira Maharaj and Arjuna, and their eternal associates there. So how is it possible? Well, it's possible because Prabhupada did it. Prabhupada said different things. And our main faith in Srila Prabhupada is that what Srila Prabhupada said is true. Unfortunately, Prabhupada is not with us for very many reasons. That's unfortunate. And so we can't really ask him to resolve how is it that both of these things are taking place. As followers of Srila Prabhupada, we have to have faith that what Prabhupada is saying is true. How it's true, that we don't know. But that's a detail. The important thing is that it is true because Srila Prabhupada said it. Whether we can resolve it or not, and you could say that, well, perhaps there are multiple personalities that are present in the Pandavas, and one could philosophically speculate like that, which is different than mental speculation. But our lives, our spiritual lives and our lives don't hinge on answering this question. But our spiritual lives do hinge on the fact that we believe that when Prabhupada says something, then that's fact. Whether we can fully understand why Prabhupada said something or how he said something, that's another issue. But the fact is that he said that, well, there are eternal associates in the material world and there are eternal associates in the spiritual world. When we become further realized, or perhaps when we have other knowledge, and it may not just depend upon realization. I'm also listening to Prabhupada's recordings where Prabhupada is really struggling to try to understand and depict the structure of the universe. He's engaging pundits from South India. They don't know anything. He wants devotees to go to his godbrother, Sridhar Maharaj, to get help with that type of perception. So even someone may be fully self-realized, and yet necessarily things in scripture are complex. So in conclusion, Prabhupada said it, so that's fine. If we can't resolve it, then we should just go on with our Krishna consciousness. And making sure that our faith is strong in Srila Prabhupada and in what Srila Prabhupada says. Otherwise, then, yes, we become compromised. Hare Krishna.